You can now turn in the Word of God to Psalm 146. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever and ever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Well, may God bless to our hearts the reading of that particular psalm. On Sunday mornings, over the last few weeks, we've been looking at various responses we ought to have to Almighty God. We have seen that we need to know God, then we saw we need to love God, then we saw we need to obey God, and then we saw we need to trust God, and then we saw we need to fear God, and last week we saw we need to glorify God. And lastly, I want us to say that we need to hope in God. The word hope in the Hebrew translation of the Old Testament means expectation. That's what the Hebrew word means. And the Greek word translated hope in the New Testament means to anticipate with certainty. So hope in the Bible is not a wish for something as it's often used today. People say, I hope this, I hope that. But that's not the same as the Bible. I hope in the next football season, next year, the team I support, Everton, will win a trophy. But I've got no real expectation they're going to. And I'm certainly not anticipating with certainty that they're going to. In actual fact, it's just a wish. It's not a real hope. And sadly, unbelievers in the Lord Jesus Christ are a bit like this. They, generally speaking, have a hope that when they die, they go to heaven and are happy. That's what the general public imagines. They have that hope. It's a wish that's not going to be realized. That's never going to happen. The word hope in the Bible is used for believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only believers in Christ, Christians, who hope in God. You see, Christians hope in God means we have an expectation. We anticipate with certainty that God is always what he says he is in the Bible, and he will always do what he has said and he has promised in the Word of God. So as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who have a hope in God now, we have this assurance, expectation, we can anticipate it with certainty that God will care for us, God will uphold us and keep us by his grace, God will hear and answer our prayers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we could go on and on. Our hope in God means that in this life right now we have that expectation that God will be what he says he is in the Bible, and he will do what he's told us he will do for us, what he's promised to us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. but not only just for here and now. We have an expectation, we anticipate with certainty when our life finishes, we will depart this world to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, which is far better. That we'll be with Christ, we'll be like Christ, and we will see him as he is. We have this expectation, we anticipate with certainty, because God has told us this, we have a lively hope of an inheritance reserved for us in heaven that's incorruptible, undefiled, and that fades not away. Hope, of course, is often linked to faith, but is different to faith. By faith, as Christians, we believe the promises God has made us in his word. By hope, we expect to receive the promises he has made to us in his word. So they're similar, but they are quite different. The fallen, sinful, and godly world's hope is in this fallen world and the things of the world. Money, the things you can get with it, the things that you can do with it. But the Christian's hope is not in the world and the things of the world. Our hope is in God. Our hope is in God, our Saviour. Unbelievers in Christ hope to be healthy and wealthy and comfortable in this life. But that's not the Christian's hope. We as Christians don't have an expectation. We don't anticipate with certainty we're going to be healthy and wealthy and comfortable in this life. Far, far from it. Because God tells us as Christians, through much tribulation, we enter the kingdom of God, and in this world we'll have tribulation. And all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Indeed, we're told in James, not if, but when we fall into divers temptations and trials, to count it all joy. So the ungodly world has a false hope. When they die, they go to heaven and are happy. And they have a hope that somehow, in some way, they'll be wealthy, healthy, and comfortable in this world. The Christian has a hope in God, an expectation, a certainty that God will be with us, uphold us, keep us, provide us with what we need, hear and answer our prayers in this life. And a sure expectation when we die, we'll go to be with Christ, which is a far, far better. We don't have a hope. It would just be a wish that we're going to be wealthy and healthy and comfortable, because God, who cannot lie, tells us, as Christians, we can expect to suffer persecution if we live godly lives. We can expect to go through trials in this world. So sadly, the unbeliever's hope of being saved and going to God's heaven is a false hope. Because you cannot have salvation, you cannot go to heaven if people remain the same as they are by nature. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are all by nature sinners against God, and if we stay as we are, we stay unforgiven all our sins against Almighty God. Unforgiven all the ways we have broken his good and holy laws. Unforgiven all the ways we haven't lived as God required us to do. There's no basis at all, sadly, for the unbelievers in Christ's hope when they die. Everything will be well with them in heaven. It's a false hope. Indeed, one of the saddest verses, perhaps, in the New Testament is Ephesians 2 and verse 12. Because we're reminded there, if somebody hasn't received Christ as their Savior and Lord, if they haven't trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ to save them, a sinner, being without Christ, they have no hope and are without God in this world. Anyone who has any hope at being at peace with God, knowing God, and going to God's heaven without saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a false hope. It'll never be realized. It will never happen. And there's no hope of it happening if they remain this way they are. There's no hope for anybody outside the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to remember that as Christians, don't we, in our evangelism. Everyone we come across without Christ or without God in this world, and they've got no hope. No hope. It could even be close friends. It could even be family. It could be close colleagues at work or fellow students. But without Christ, having no hope without God in the world. We're told in Romans 8, we are saved by hope. But that doesn't mean if we have some sort of hope, all will be well for us spiritually, we're saved. It means we're saved by the hope we have in what God has told us in His Word. We have an expectation. We anticipate with certainty, because God has said it, that every single sinner who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. That every single sinner who calls upon the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. That everyone who believes on Christ has redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. In that sense, we are saved by hope. The very end of our salvation is yet to come for us as Christians, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have a hope that's based on the Word of God, that when we die, it's not wishful thinking, it's not pie in the sky, it's an expectation, it's an anticipation with certainty, because God has promised us this. We'll be absent from the body and present with the Lord. That we'll be blessed, for blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. So this isn't some false hope that Christians have, but it's a hope in God, that God is true to all He says, all He promises in His Word. And the Apostle Paul, when he was nearing death, had this hope. He had this expectation, this anticipation with certainty of what was to come. Writing to Timothy, he says, "There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all them also that love His appearing." You see, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope in God is based, is the result of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, on faith in Him, we have this certain hope, expectation that we're anticipating with certainty, that God is going to pardon and forgive all our sins, because He tells us that what He's going to do. That God is going to adopt us into His family, make us His child, and care for us as a Heavenly Father. That God is going to keep us by His grace. That God, having begun the good work in us of salvation, will bring it to its conclusion when we arrive in glory with Christ. And that God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to raise up us up with a body like Christ's glorious body. So really, you see, our hope in God as Christians, our hope is based on Jesus' blood and righteousness. And there's no hope in God outside of faith in Christ, God the Son. Hoping in God involves hoping in Christ, in God the Son. We have an expectation, we anticipate with certainty, because God has promised it to each one of us, that no matter the greatness and the guilt of our sins against Him, as we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. Paul begins his first letter to Timothy, speaking of Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Then he writes to the church in Colossae. He says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Writing to the church in Thessaloniki, he says, patience of hope in Christ Jesus. You see, as Christians, we have this hope in God, this expectation, this anticipation with certainty. There's no doubt about it at all. Ultimately, you're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Ultimately, you're going to see Christ in all his glory. And ultimately, incredibly, you're going to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. What a hope we have. And it should affect us here and now. The Word of God describes hope, and we sang of it in one of the hymns, as an anchor of the soul. And just as an anchor keeps a ship stable in storms, our hope in God should keep us calm and stable in the storms and in the trials of life. And we have this hope, this expectation as Christians, because God has said this to us, that all the sufferings that we go through in life, and it doesn't matter how severe, how bad, how awful they may be, they're nothing in comparison to the glory that we're going to partake of, that's going to be revealed in us. And that should be a great consolation and comfort to us in all our sufferings in life. We need to stop and think, this is what I'm suffering. This is what I'm going through. It could be very real. It can be very painful. It can last a long time. It can be very upsetting. But nevertheless, God says to us, when you get to be with Christ and all the glory that will be yours with the Lord Jesus Christ, as awful and as bad as all those things seemed when you were here, you'll then realize, in comparison to what you have and are now in Christ in glory, they were nothing. They were nothing. Now, doesn't that tell you, my word tell you, the glory that is going to be revealed to you, that you're going to partake of, must be exceptional, mustn't it? If you're somebody like Rona, who has just suffered, I don't know how many years, 7 or 8 years, dementia as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a pretty awful thing, isn't it, when you think about it? You can't think properly. You can't function properly. You don't even know the people that you love. You can't imagine there could be anything that could make that seem as if it was nothing. Or you think of the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ who is burned to death for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Or the believer who has to observe and watch as their husband is put to death for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's hard to believe that there could be anything that would make that seem as if it was nothing. So if there's anything that's going to make those sort of sufferings in comparison seem nothing, it must be something that's pretty remarkable, staggering, and amazing. And that is the glory that's going to be revealed to us, that we're going to partake of when we're with Christ, which is far better, and when we're raised ultimately with a body like Christ's glorious body. David, you know, he's so honest in the Psalms. You've got to love the Psalms, because the Psalms that David wrote, and others, but David especially, they are so, so honest. He tells you as it is. And he often speaks of the afflictions, the trials, the sorrows that he goes through in life. And he tells us on a few occasions that he was cast down because of all that he was going through. And he speaks to himself. And he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? hope in God, who we will yet praise. You see, the great cure to stop us getting cast down in afflictions and trials and sorrows is to truly, really, sincerely hope in God. Have an expectation, an anticipation with a certainty, no doubt about it, that God is a loving God, a good God, a wise God, who does all things well, who works all things together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. You see, a genuine hope in God makes the sufferings of this present time seem nothing in comparison to the glory that's going to be ours. It makes the trials that could so easily cause us to be cast down, a genuine hope in God stops us from being cast down. And not only should our hope in God be a comfort and consolation in the trials we go through in life, it certainly should be that, but it should cause us also, as men and women of God, to live holy lives. You see, John makes that a point clear in his epistle. If we have got this hope, this expectation, this anticipation with certainty, we're going to be with Christ, we're going to see Christ, and we're going to be like Christ. He says, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Hope in God and holiness go hand in hand. The less holy we are, suggests the less our hope in Almighty God actually is. Having this hope in God, this expectation, this absolute certainty that God loves us with an everlasting love, that God cares for us, that God will hear and answer our prayers, that God will lead and guide us, that God will provide for us, that God will protect us, and so I could go on and on, should cause us to be filled with joy. So little wonder it says in Romans 12, rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. And the psalmist, while he's very honest about the trials he went through in life, he often speaks about the hope the godly should have in God. The expectation, the anticipation with total certainty that God will always be the way he's told us he is in the Bible. And God will always do what he has said and promised in the Bible. Listen to just some of the things the psalmist says. We began with one of them in Psalm 33. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. Then we had in our reading in Psalm 146, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. We're told in Psalm 39 and verse 7, the psalmist says, Lord, my hope is in thee. And again in Psalm 71 verse 5, he says, thou art my hope, O Lord God. God tells us something through the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 17. It's this: blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. And then when God speaks to his prophet Joel of the day of judgment, he makes clear in that day, the Lord will be the hope of his people. You see, without the Lord on the day of judgment, people have no hope. But the Lord will be the hope of his people on that day. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, if that's what we profess we are, we have every reason to hope in God. And at times we should be ashamed at the feebleness of the hope we have in Almighty God. If we neglect to hope in God as God requires us to do, we're never as Christians going to have the joy, the strength, the comfort, and the peace that we will have if we hope in God. In all the changing scenes of life, happy and sad, good and bad. Also as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've touched on this one Sunday morning, if we don't hope in God, we will not glorify God as we should. If we want to glorify God, then we should continually hope in him. And we need to pray as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that God would help us by his Holy Spirit to hope in him as he has called us to do in his word. To have this expectation, this absolute certainty and anticipation, God will always, always be just as he said he is in the Bible. Holy, righteous, pure, faithful, good, merciful, gracious, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present. All the things he says he is. As Christians, our hoping God means we've got an expectation. We anticipate with certainty God is always going to be holy, righteous, good, merciful, gracious, so on and so forth. And we have a hope in God, which means we have an expectation. We anticipate with certainty God will always keep his word. He will always do what he has promised his children through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He will do for them. He never, ever will fail in that. That's what hoping God means, you see. It means an expectation, an anticipation with certainty. He's always the things he says he is, and he'll always do what he says. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope isn't in the world and the things of the world. Our hope isn't in money. Our hope isn't even in our family. Our hope isn't even in our fellow believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope is to be in God. In God. But the unbeliever in the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever hopes they have, without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they've got no spiritual hope at all. God tells us that without faith in him, they're without God in this world. Without any fellowship with God whatsoever. And when their life concludes, they're without hope. Very hard to visit a dying person and sit by an unbeliever in Christ and to look them in the eyes and tell them, you're going to die shortly and you've got no hope. No hope. They'll try and comfort themselves. They'll try and encourage themselves. They'll have the wish somehow, some way, I'm going to be happy after I die somewhere. It's a wish that's got absolutely no foundation. And it's never, ever going to happen. Without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no hope, you see, of escaping the righteous, just, deserved punishment of Almighty God for all our sins against him. You see, there's just no hope of escaping God's righteous punishment. There's no hope of knowing God, having a relationship with God, and there's no hope of going to God's heaven without Christ. Without Christ. So how thankful we ought to be this morning, if by the grace of God we have faith in Christ Jesus. And as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be those who hope in God. And that means, as Christians, living our lives day by day, with the expectation, anticipating with certainty, that day God is going to be all he's ever said he is. Holy, righteous, good, so on and so forth. And that day, God is always going to do what he said to me, he has promised me in his word. That's what real hope in God is. It's a expectation that God is what he says, and God will do all he said and all he's promised.